vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I sleep through the night better, and I feel a little more energy. And oddly enough, I am seeing the improvements in my hair, which I never even thought about. It used to just come out by the handful when it got really long like it's doing now. And if I had a hoodie on, it would be full of hair. It doesn't do that anymore, and I'm starting to see areas where it was receding, starting to fill back in. And I can tell that because I have a couple of age spots in those areas, and I'm not seeing them. They're disappearing because of new hair growth, which I thought was really strange, but you know, I'm happy with that. So I like it. Works good. I'm feeling it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code MikeG.
What if we're kidding ourselves by thinking we can wait and see what happens? That we'll never shut down again. That there won't be worse variants than Delta. What if we're kidding ourselves that we're safe because we are younger or superhuman? That our jobs, friends, homes, and lives aren't at risk? What if we're kidding ourselves that everything is going to be all right? It's a question that those who haven't been vaccinated should ask. It's not too late. Until it is. Convince a friend to get vaccinated. Find a site at nvcovidfighter.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden told Republican senators to get out of the way and let Democrats suspend the nation's debt limit on their own. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed, saying all Republicans have to do is to step aside and let Democrats raise the debt ceiling in the easiest way possible.
We aren't asking Republicans to vote yes, even though it's debt that they incurred. We are simply asking that they get out of the way.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats can raise the debt limit on their own and are simply objecting to the GOP's proposal for doing so.
Democratic leaders running America are saying with a straight face that the entire U.S. economy should live or die based on the procedural convenience of Washington Democrats.
The Biden administration is reversing a ban on abortion referrals by federally funded family planning clinics. Monday's action by the Department of Health and Human Services lifts a Trump-era restriction as political and legal battles over abortion grow sharper from Texas to the U.S. Supreme Court. And speaking of the court, it began a momentous new term. Chief Justice John Roberts.
I have the honor to announce on behalf of the court that the October 2020 term of the Supreme Court of the United States is now closed, and the October 2021 term is now convened. I'd like to begin by noting that Justice Kavanaugh will be participating in the argument today remotely.
Abortion, guns, and religion are all on the agenda. Authorities say a Drug Enforcement Administration special agent was killed when a passenger opened fire as officers were doing a routine inspection for illegal contraband on an Amtrak train in Tucson, Arizona. A second agent and a Tucson police officer were also wounded in the shooting on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 323 points, the NASDAQ dropped 311. More at townhall.com.
All right, right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. The Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Kim Dallas. Hundreds marched on the Las Vegas Strip last night to protest Governor Sisolak's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A group gathered outside the Aria and headed north along Las Vegas Boulevard toward Bally's before turning around. Last month, the governor ordered mandatory vaccinations for all corrections employees and those working with at-risk populations in state-run detention and healthcare facilities. Well, it's win or go home for the Las Vegas Aces in Game 4 of the WNBA semifinals. The Aces won the opener in the best-of-five series, but they've not been very competitive the last two games, including an embarrassing 87-60 loss yesterday to the Phoenix Mercury in Game 3. Game 4 is Wednesday night. Well, something to brag about. A new report ranks Las Vegas as one of the best cities in the world. The report from Renaissance Consultancy ranks Las Vegas 21st in the world, but the 5th U.S. city listed. The rankings were based on a number of factors, including arts and entertainment, shopping, diversity, and employment. The report mentioned that Las Vegas is primed for a comeback in the tourism industry.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now we got a ramp closure. Interstate 15 northbound at Star Avenue. The on-ramp to the freeway there is closed. Also heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. Look for reduced speeds through the resort area of the 15 northbound at Tropicana and south at Oakey.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, October 4th. Good to have you with us. We have good news on the COVID-19 front, but we're not sure if it's going to lead to even better news. Let's find out, because joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Victor, we find out today via the RJ, your newspaper, that Clark County has fallen to the moderate level relative to positivity rate and a whole bunch of other factors, that we are now from the high risk to the moderate area. First of all, does this, I'm assuming this is good news, and is it good enough news that eventually, maybe sooner rather than later, we're going to lose the mask mandate?
Well, it is good news, and I think it's, it shows, I think, really a lot of the weather impact of COVID-19. You know, we had the hot summer, drove everyone indoors, drove the case numbers up, and now the weather's cooling off, people are outside more. And the mandate is not just about the transmission rate, it's about the number of infections per 100,000. And that's 50 per, I think, 100,000, if I'm remembering correctly. And that's a pretty low number. Last week we were, I think, at 148 per 100,000. So we'll have to see if that can come down and stay down. But obviously the transmission, the positivity rate falling is great news.
And tell me, who's going to make that decision? Is it going to be Governor Sisolak? Is it going to be Marilyn Kirkpatrick? Is it going to be the Southern Health District Commission? Who's going to make that call?
Well, I wish we had local control, but we sure don't. Basically, the program that Sisolak has put in place says that if we are in the, if we're out of the high transmission criteria for 2 weeks, then the mask mandate goes away. So he's retained all for himself, and that's the criteria he's put in place.
Do you see that happening anytime soon? Is that when you say 2 weeks? Does that mean that within 2 weeks we could be out of the mask mandate?
Well, if the numbers for 100,000 are low enough, it could be. It has to be 2 weeks in a row. We'll have to see how those numbers look and if they stay down. But that's what he said. You know, if we're low for 2 weeks, then he's going to drop. That's the standard for every county. So if the numbers drop, then the mask mandate goes away. But it has to be for 2 weeks before the mandate goes drop.
We had hundreds of people marching in the streets down on the Strip last night at the Aria against the mask and the vaccine mandate. Are people getting fed up? Do you get a sense in the people that you talk to and in the media that you see, do you get a sense that maybe folks have had it up to here and they're, you know, the old, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore? Is that what we're hearing?
I think there's just a real interesting dichotomy where the people who are working.
Whoops. Victor Jakes, are you there? We will try and get Victor Jakes on in just a minute. We have lost our line to Victor Jakes. Tell you what, let's take our break early, if that's okay, Jim. We're gonna take our break early, and then we'll get back to...
He's there.
Oh, he is there. Well, then why am I not hearing him? Let's
I'm
try.
Sorry.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What did you do? Did you mute yourself?
I don't know. Something happened, so I'm sorry. You know, I feel like my dad with the VCR technology sometimes.
I understand completely. No, but go ahead. Pick up where you left off.
I think the dichotomy is that the people who are worried are fully vaccinated and fully vaccinated for several months and are still worried, and then the people who have been saying, oh, I'm not so sure about the vaccine. They haven't been worried for, I'd say probably almost a year. And so I think the question is, when does that dichotomy, end? When do the people who are vaccinated go, wow, I have this miracle vaccine, and, I don't really have to worry about this more than I worry about the seasonal flu. To me, that's the disconnect, is that the people who are, fully vaccinated are acting like, they have no protection, and the people who aren't vaccinated, well, they haven't been worried about it for a long time. So, Well, we'll see how that ever shakes out.
I was at a Walgreens earlier this morning, and I was that close. I was that close from getting the booster. They're giving away the booster, and I came that close to saying, "Okay, I'll take it. Jab me. Give me the reason why the booster is so important."
Well, what they're saying is basically the immunity wanes after 6 or 7 months, and I think what they're discovering, and I think this is a little bit of all of a work in progress, is that because the two initial doses were so close together, it kind of acted as like a double primer, and then the durable immunity came with the third dose. And I think in Britain they spaced them out a little more. I think it was something like 8 weeks instead of 3 weeks between the shots. And I think the results have been a little, more sustained there. So anyway, that's why they're saying the booster is important. But again, I mean, it's degrees, right? I mean, you're talking about going from, incredible miracle to, major miracle. It's not like the vaccinated are just without any protection. It's a boost of protection. And I think it might, hold the immunity for longer.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and your latest column, which I thought was really interesting, only because I have friends in the real estate business. The title of your column is Takeaways from a Hot Housing Market. Every time the market gets hot, I always worry about a housing bubble in 2008, and I remember back to that, and I'm going, wait a minute, are we just setting ourselves up for the fall? Is that what's happening now?
I sort of think so. And the thing is, you never know when it's going to happen, right? I thought 3 years ago, wow, everything's really, overpriced, and then COVID prices kept going up. So, you never know. But I mean, the thing that is concerning is the interest rates are so low that they're basically artificially lowering payments, and so people are able to pay more for houses, which is I think contributing to the prices going up so much. And so as soon as the Federal Reserve starts raising interest rates a little bit, I think that's going to be your first kind of break where it's like, I can't afford a $350,000 house anymore, when my budget was only $300,000 and I could make $350,000 work because of the lower rate. So I do think there's going to be a bit of a come down. I think what was happening in 2007 was so unique because there was just so much housing going on. I think we have quite the same, level of supply coming online, and you do have more people with remote work wanting to move here. So I certainly hope we don't see a bubble, but, I certainly feel for anyone who's trying to buy a house in this market. I think I think it's important that, you can have a decent starter house for $200,000. That's still a lot of money, and you think of houses now going for $350,000. I think that's just pricing a lot of people out.
Do you think that we will? Because I see over here on the southwest side of town, tons of new building going up, and I'm like, wait a minute, those homes are going to be on the market in a span of 8 weeks, 10 weeks by the time they get the houses done. Are we going to end up with a glut, possibly, as a result of this new building that's going on?
It's always possible. I mean, the problem is you don't have a glut until you have a glut. I mean, right now you've got not enough housing, and so there's certainly the need for more housing. I think the question is really, what's happening with the employment market? Are there enough jobs? And the big takeaway from 07, 08 was, you had construction workers building houses for other construction workers, and it just wasn't going to work out. I think, we don't have quite the same dependency on construction work right now, which I think is a benefit. The high unemployment rate here, though, I think we've got the highest state rate in the nation, and it's even higher here in Clark County. That does concern me. I mean, that does make me think, man, I mean, are we just kind of cresting right at the top of the wave? But if you could time the market, you'd be rich, and I can't time the market.
Victor Jakes joining us. More with Victor Jakes. We'll talk about what's going on in our nation's capital and what is an absolutely bizarre set of circumstances relative to people like Catherine Cortez Masto, who has refused to say if she's going to support the president and his agenda with that $3.5 trillion infrastructure, human infrastructure bill. But now the president is counting her as a yes vote for it. So we'll talk about that and what's going on in our nation's capital. Is the president's agenda going to be pushed through or not via reconciliation or not? We'll talk about that. More coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I love watching games in my favorite sports bar. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Great food, passionate fans. It's really a fun experience. And in a packed sports bar, I can hear conversations at our table. I can hear conversations at other nearby tables. For years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded sports bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the president comes out this morning and says, I've got 48 votes in the Senate to pass my agenda. 48 plus Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, and that brings you to the 50 Democrat votes in the Senate. That means that he is counting Catherine Cortez Masto as a yes on his infrastructure bill. Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I don't know about you, but I have not heard her come out publicly and say which way she's going to vote. Have you heard anything?
You know, I think it says something that everyone just assumes, you know, how she's going to vote, that she's a yes. I have not seen a definitive statement. It may be out there. But everyone knows that at the end of the day, when, you know, if this gets come to the floor, she's voting in lockstep with the Democratic Party. I mean, she is supporting Bernie Sanders' agenda. And I don't think anyone has any doubts about it.
What do you make of her being a little coy about this and being afraid to come out and make a statement and say, hey, I'm going to vote for the president's agenda. It's right for America. America wants this. They want free health care. They want free child care. They want free tax credits. They want all this free stuff, and I'm going to vote for it, damn it. I don't hear her saying that. Does that bother you?
Well, I think what she knows is she's up for election next year, and the president's agenda is, you know, the president is not popular. You know, I think what happens is if you pull these things individually, of course, free stuff is popular. Everyone loves free stuff, supposedly free stuff. But if you include any sort of context about the national debt or, just the level of spending this is, the poll numbers look much more negative. And so she's been out there touting her vote on the actual infrastructure bill and talking about that. And, you know, honestly, I bet her political advisors would be very happy if this bill never came up for a vote.
I'm interested, though. There was a new survey out last week that Adam Laxalt is pointing to, that he is now leading Catherine Cortez Masto 39-37 with a 12-point lead among independent voters. I'm not sure if you've seen the poll. It's by a Republican pollster. But it's interesting in that it's the first poll I've seen that shows him actually beating Catherine Cortez Masto in a head-to-head matchup. Have you seen the poll? What do you make of it?
Yeah, I saw the poll. Obviously, it's very encouraging. For the Laxalt campaign, I think if you look at a 37% approval, I think that really shows Joe Biden's weakness. If his approval rating was up, 55% nationally, I think that number would be much higher for her. So it really shows, I think, the weakness of her position, especially with Joe Biden leading the party. It's not just a complete home run poll for Laxalt. Being at 40%, what you would say, is the polls like this really reflect the strength of the, or in this case, the weakness of the incumbent more so than the position on the challenger. But, 12% undecided, or 12% who are just saying neither of these candidates, that's just an incredible, incredible margin. And I think that'll be really interesting to see what happens, to that, to that number. And that could, I don't think that's really dooms Laxalt in it by any means, but you could be looking to a race to 44%.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that's interesting, I don't know if you saw this today, but Captain Sam Brown, a retired Purple Heart veteran and a Nevada U.S. Senate candidate, has been permanently suspended by Twitter. What do you make of this? And are we going to see more of this? I mean, we've seen this among politicians of all kinds, but now we have a first-time politician in Captain Sam Brown. And the big tech thing just stinks to high heaven. Is it legal?
You know, I think there's a really good question about what the ability of these social media platforms to influence elections. And there was a ruling, when Twitter and Facebook basically censored the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, and the FEC said, no, that's not election interference. But I think you're going to see concerns raised about that, because it sure does look like election interference. And I can actually report that, Sam Brown said that they reinstated his account and